a car.
Do you remember a little musical instrument that the children would play? That they
French
would,
harp.
French harp.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What about one that they'd hold in their teeth and kind of pluck?
A juice harp.
Juice harp. Bet you hadn't thought about that.
I was saying back and where it goes out to the end and it comes to me, I had to follow it.
Follow it out to the end. What would you have to pound nails with?
Hammers.
And on a wagon, if you had a wagon and two horses, what would be the long wooden?
Tongue.
And now, can you ever remember buggies?
Heck yeah, we had them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, we had them.
Well, what would they have to hitch at the... hitch the horse up to with a buggy?
Shaft. Two.
The two.
That's for one horse.
For one horse.
Now, two horses, you get that tongue, or that, you know, the middle.
Oh.
See, for two horses, a horse on each side of that tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And one horse that has the shaft is two.
Mm-hmm.
Two go out, and that horse goes in between it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what would, on a wagon wheel, what would they call the rim. The rim. That would be the outer part of the wagon?
That would be the wood part.
Well, that's the
rim.
Wood.
And
oh.
That other would be, what was that? Oh, can't think of that. That's an iron band around it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that was a rim.
There was a wood part. And
yeah,
then,
well, the spokes were put into the wood.
Uh-huh.
And then that band, I guess that's what it was, the band around the outside was
metal.
Metal.
It went around the outside of that wood.
And it was screwed into the wood.
Uh-huh.
Or nailed in either way.
Mm-hmm. What about on a wagon, the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Single tree.
Oh, single tree.
Uh-huh.
And what about if they had two horses?
Double tree.
Uh-huh. Oh, they call that the
double tree, where the two horses, two single trees.
Mm-hmm.
To what that was, those two were hooked to, was a double tree.
Double tree. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody had a load of wood in his wagon and he was picking it up at one place and dropping it off at another and going back and picking it up, what would they say he was doing?
Hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. Now, if there had been a big tree to fall across the road,
mm-hmm.
Now sometimes do they have to get chains and then they?
They pull them with horses because they had to move them, but then they usually cut them up.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, cut them up right there, they can get them cut up.
Well, now, would they, like a stump, would they ever drag out a stump?
We never did. I don't know.
They never drove?
Built fires around them, or got a stick of dynamite and buried it underneath and put it underneath and blew it out.
Mm-hmm.
Then we could pull out the roots or whatever is left.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the way we cleared.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They never drug them out with mules?
Mm-mm. Not completely, you know, they'd have to loosen it up some way, and they'd usually dynamite them if they were big stumps,
mm-hmm.
or too big for the horses to pull.
What would they use to break the ground with in the spring?
Well, a turning plow. It turned the ground
over.
What
other kinds of plows do you know?
Well, a shovel plow, that's just a scoop-like.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That leaves it a trench. You know, it just opens it up.
Mm-hmm.
Disc, harrow, a shovel plow, a single plow, a shovel plow is just like a shovel. Rounded point, like a little pointed, and that's about all we had. We had cultivators that had one and then two and then three stagger like this, so it went into a V shape, and it had little.